Welcome to Tarani Mecha of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Smiles, and today we'll be studying Hosea Perichet, Chapter 8. This chapter continues with the theme that we have seen in the previous chapter, where Hosea is trying to teach the people that lack of knowledge of Hashem is going to ensue in punishment, and that Hashem is begging to have this type of relationship of closeness to the people, and the people turned a blind eye. We begin with the first pasuk, El Chikech Shofar. Hosea is told to put to his mouth a shofar, which is the sign of warning, the sign of tshuva, the sign of trying to bring the people closer. Kanesher Abed Hashem. The enemy is going to swoop down like an eagle, destroying the house of God, which is a reference both to the people as well as to the temple. Why? Yan Avruv Risi Veltorasi Pasho. Because they have left Hashem's covenant and they have sinned against Hashem's Torah. And here we have the focus on the idea of Torah being a bris, a covenant, a special relationship between Hashem and the people. Torah is not just a codex of do's and don'ts. It's about a bris. It's about relationship. And that is what pains Hashem so much. And he says this so clearly in the next verse. Li yizaku. The people should cry out. Elokai yidanucha Yisrael. We would like to know you, Hashem. This is what Hashem wants. Hashem wants the people to say, we acknowledge you. And as we've spoken about, this is the key relationship. Yud Dalet Ayin, Yediya, intimate knowledge. What Hashem so longingly is looking for from the people is this level of connection, this level of closeness. However, Zanach Yisrael Tov, the people have left that which is good. Oyev Yerdofu, and the ensuing result will be the enemies will come and chase them. And again, we have the idea of Tov. This is the relationship with Hashem. There is nothing that characterizes it better than Tov, better than goodness. But instead of having this relationship with Hashem, Heimim Lichu Velo Mimeni, they made kings, but without asking me. They've made other aspects ruling over them. Heisiru Velo Yadati, they made officers, but without asking me first. Kaspam uzavam asu lahem atzavim. They took their gold and their silver and they turned it into idolatry. Leman yikaret. And for that, they are going to be cut off. Hashem bestows upon us so much tov, so much goodness. He bestows upon us leaders, prophets, and we rebel. He gives us wealth and we choose to use it to disobey God. We choose leadership that is not in the favor, in the eyes of Hashem. And this is a struggle, almost a pain that we feel with the Kodesh Baruch Hu saying, I want so dearly to have this relationship. I'm giving you this tov, this goodness, and you're misusing it. Leman yikaret, the result is going to be destruction and cut off. And the word karet is clearly that which is cut off from that closeness. Zanach, in the fifth verse, Zanach Eglech Shomron. And the reason is that the Jewish people have forsaken Hashem through that Egel HaZahav, through the golden calves that Yeravam had set up in Shomron. Instead of serving Hashem, they took a physical model, an egel, a calf, as a means to serve instead. And therefore, is it any wonder chara api bam, that Hashem's anger was incited against them? Ad matai lo yichlu nikayon. Hashem turns to them and he says, how long will it be for them to stop themselves from cleansing themselves? How long will it be for them to rid themselves of these idols? Ki Yisrael, these idols are created from the Jewish people, v'hu charash aso, and it was made from a workman. V'lo Elohim, it's not a God who. Ki shivavim yiyeh egel shomrot. Hashem says, I am going to make it into smithereen. You will see that all the gods that you rely on aren't going to help you in the time of distress. In fact, they can't even protect themselves. And this imagery of the inability to be able to protect themselves, this inability of growth, of being able to have abundance and blessing, is further illustrated in the next verse, 7. Ki ruach yisro, it's going to be like they sow in the wind for naught. V'sufata yiksoru, in the end, they will reap a tempest. Kama, a standing grain, ein lo tzemach, doesn't have any sprouts that will come from it. Beli yaseh kemach, it won't make any wheat, any food. Ulai yaseh zarim yivlauhu, and if it should somehow produce anything, strangers are going to come and are going to eat it. We find here that the Klal Yisrael will see that they have no chance of being able to be a bar bracha, to be an aspect of blessing. Everything that they try will go to naught. Nivla Yisrael, they are going to be swallowed up. There's going to be nothing left from them. Ata hayu vagoyim, they will be in the nations, kli ein chefetz bo, like a utensil that has no use of it. And this, my friends, is one of the most profound punishments that can possibly be found. Every person needs to feel useful. Every nation needs to feel that they have a place in this world, that they have a purpose in this world. When Hosea turns to the people and says, you have rejected Hashem totally, it's to such an extent that you will not see any blessings from all that you invest in. It will go even further than that, that you yourselves will lose the sense of dignity, the sense of self, and you'll be like an unwanted vessel. Why, continuing in verse 9, ki hema alu Ashur, they went to Ashur, they went to Assyria for help. They are like a pered bodedlo, like a wild animal going from place to place looking for help. Ephraim hisnu ahavim, Ephraim is giving money to other nations to be able to have lovers, to those who are going to help them. But I'll tell you, Hashem says that is not going to be the answer. Gam in verse 10, gam ki yitnu vagoyim, even when they have all these relationships with the nations, they will stay in those nations until atakapsem, until Hashem deems it the appropriate time to gather them in. However, vayachelu ma'at, before Hashem is going to gather them in, because Hashem never forsakes his people, he's first going to have them feel hachna, some aspect of humility, mimasa melech sarim, from being in the place, in the burdens of the nations. Hashem's telling the people, I'm never going to forsake you. However, at the same time, you have to learn your lesson. Continuing in verse 11, ki hirba Ephraim mitzvachot lachto. And the reason Hashem is treating us this way is that we added mitzvachot, we added the places to serve God, these altars, in order to sin against Hashem. Hayu lo mizbechot lachto, he repeats it again. These just weren't altars, these were altars to sin. And very often, as we've seen, the altars were connected with nus, was connected with immorality. The people just didn't reject God, they rejected a moral order of being faithful, of being upright and moral people. And Hashem says, when you act in this way, punishment has to ensue. And at the same time, in verse 12, it says, if Hashem, through Hosea, is pleading with the people, and he says, Echtav lo ribui tarasi, I have given you, through the Nevi'im, I have given you the beautiful Torah. I've given you a heritage that is so special. Kemozar nechshavu. But you look at the prophets as if they're alien. You look at the Torah if it's outdated. Hashem says, I'm giving you the salvation. I've given you something that will enable you to survive and to thrive and to be a something of blessing. And you almost feel the pain that Hashem feels here. He says, I've written this for you. Echtov lo, it's personal. I've written this for you. Anochi, which is about Hashem says, I have personally given this to you. Torah si, my Torah. You feel Hashem is saying that I want to have this personal relationship with you. That's what Torah is about. Kemozar nechshavu. And you look at it as foreign, as alien, as outdated. There's nothing more painful as that. And therefore, Zivchei Havhavhav Yizbechu Basar Vayochelu. He says, anytime you offer sacrifices, Havhav, gifts, on the word Hav, to give. Basar Vayochelu, Hashem Lo Ratzam. You know what? Keep the animals for yourself. Hashem doesn't want him. He doesn't want you to go through lip service. Atai Yizkor Avonam, Hashem's going to remember your punishment. V'yifkod chatotam, and he's going to remember on you your sins. Hema Mitzrayim Yashuvu, and you're going to go down to Egypt. Hashem says so clearly, Egypt represents, we know, the place of Basar Chamarim Basaram, represents the place of physical desires. What Hosea is telling the people is, you want to take your physical desires and serve God? I'll tell you how to do it. It has to be in a faithful relationship with Hashem. To just offer sacrifices and say, that lip service is enough that Hashem will appease us, isn't going to happen, isn't going to work. Because Hashem knows deep down that it's just lip service. It's not a full connection to Hashem. And therefore Hashem says, I'm going to punish you by bringing you down to Egypt, the place of pure physicality, the places of the horses, the places of the physical brute force. And I'm going to show you that this is what you worship. You worship self. You worship your physical desires going back to the snoot, going back to the idea of the physical pleasures connected with the idolatry. Because that's all you're interested in, not a real relationship with Hashem. And therefore, Vayishkach Yisrael Tosehu. Klal Yisrael have forgotten in verse 14, et Osehu, the one who has created them, the one who has made them, the one who has formed them, the one who wants this intimate relationship with them. And instead of turning to Hashem, Vayivein Hechalot, they build these great palaces, Viyuda Hirba Arim Besurot, and Yehuda added these fortified cities. They thought that they could protect themselves. They don't need you, Hashem. V'shilachti esh ba'arav v'achla menotah. And Hashem will send down a fire to consume their cities and to eat their palaces. When we do not recognize this relationship with Hashem, punishment will ensue. And we have to realize that the only fortress that we have is the Torah, which is not ancient, which is not old, which is alive and well. And Hashem continuously, every day, there's a bat call, there's a heavenly voice that comes out from Har Sinai. Shuvu bonim shovavim, return my wayward sons. That call is echoed in this chapter, where Hashem so desperately wants this close relationship, and the people turn a deaf ear.
Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef.